Paola Martinez and her husband, Irving Toscano, thought they had done everything right to get healthcare coverage. They made sure they met the Medi-Cal eligibility requirements, they filled out the paperwork, and signed up through the Covered California website at the end of March. But ever since then, they've been waiting.
As time passed, it was from excited, like, yay, we're going to be covered, to like, what the heck, when are we going to be covered?
The young couple is not alone. As of this week, there are still more than 11,000 people in Fresno County waiting to hear the status of their Medi-Cal applications. 2 weeks ago, Toscano thought his wait might finally be over when he received a letter from the county. The news? His application still hadn't been processed. He says it's frustrating.
All right, I just keep waiting then. All I could do is just wait.
The expansion of coverage under the Affordable Care Act was meant to help people like Toscano and Martinez. The couple has a limited income and would seem to meet the requirements for Medi-Cal. He works as a security guard and she's unemployed. For the past 3 years, they've been living at his parents' house in Clovis. Norman Williams, a spokesman for the state's Department of Healthcare Services, says that statewide there's about 600,000 people like Toscano and Martinez whose applications are still pending.
We enroll people into coverage each day and more people apply each day.
So what's causing this backlog? Deborah Martinez with Fresno County's Department of Social Services says there's two main factors. First, when enrollment opened, the state's computer systems didn't communicate properly with the county's computers.
It was meant to be, let's say, instantaneous, and it hasn't been instantaneous at all.
She says that stalled the approval process and helped create the backlog. The other reason? Fresno County has been flooded with applicants. That's put a strain on resources both at the county and the state. Still, Martina says the process is now running much more smoothly than it was months ago.
It's a very comprehensive and detailed process, but I think we are like 20 times better than we were in January.
She says as of this week, the county has approved about 64,000 Medi-Cal applications. And Williams says things are also improving statewide.
The 600,000 is a considerable decrease since the roughly 900,000 who were pending at the end of March.
But if things are looking a lot better, why is the backlog still a problem? Well, unlike Covered California, the state's health insurance exchange, where the sign-up deadline was March 31st, Medi-Cal accepts enrollments year-round. And that means as applications submitted earlier in the year are being finalized, new ones are coming in, adding to the backlog.
Applications are being taken by the date that they were submitted, so our eligibility workers know to look at the date of application and work those first.
That comes as little consolation to Toscano and his wife, Martinez. They say it's been a troubling process, and if a health emergency were to happen, they're not sure where to turn for help or how they'd pay for it.
In a serious case, I will have to go to the emergency and just find a way how to pay my bills later on. I don't have any money saved up for any of those kind of bills.
Back at Toscano's home in Clovis, they're getting ready to fire up the grill for dinner. The family's cooking steak fajitas while Toscano and his wife play with their little nephew, Elias, who likes to honk the horn of his toy car. It's a happy time for the young couple, but concern about their health care looms large.
That makes me nervous because what if we don't get covered? And what are we going to do? Hopefully we do because we need it. Everyone needs it.
With any luck, their wait may soon be over. County officials say they've made tremendous progress in processing Medi-Cal applications and expect to eliminate the backlog by September 1st. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.